The Dating Show with Pete Wicks and Cece Coleman on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome to FUBAR Radio. For everyone that doesn't know how Pete Wicks drinks, he lifts his little finger when he drinks, which means he's actually posh.
Yeah, they do call me Pinky Pete.
For that reason? Is that why they call you Pinky Pete?
Well, maybe it's not for that reason.
No, I don't imagine it is.
No, maybe it's... But anyway, welcome to FUBAR. Cece, how have you been?
Yeah, not bad. It's been one of those ones. How have you been?
I've been fabulous.
Good.
Flabulous?
Flabulous and flawless.
I'm struggling to talk today.
It will be one of those ones, trust me. I couldn't even get my words out to say hello earlier.
Well, thankfully we've got a great guest who will make up for us being so horrendous today then.
We'll just let her talk.
So today, if you don't know, this is the Dating Show. This is Cece Coleman, the fabulous...
Welcome.
Howdy.
Welcome.
Hi. It was a very formal welcome, that one.
Welcome.
And I'm that twat off telly.
You're back on telly now, aren't you? It's nice to see you. Back on telly. We're both back on TV at the moment. Don't know how that happened while we got reemployed. Yeah.
How we've spent 6 months doing this show and still managed to get back on TV, I don't know. But this is probably the final song for us both before we get fully cancelled. Today's topic on the Dating Show.
Tell us, what is it? Talk to us.
It's age differences.
Sorry.
I just feel like this is going to be a very interesting one. We've got the topic, which is age differences. We've got the guest, which is Mary Fitzgerald from Selling Sunsets, which is a great show that was on Netflix that went massive last year. And she's dating someone who's a little bit younger than her.
13 years, is it? Age gap?
13 years, which isn't that bad, I don't think. We are going to talk about that because I feel like you have some views on this. What are you drinking? That looks like cloudy piss.
How did you know? How did you know?
I just had a feeling.
It's cloudy piss. Apparently, it's good for the skin, just like mud.
What is that? So it's cloudy
ginger
apple juice
and water. I know. I wanted to slap myself making it, but hey ho, this is me. A little bit wanky.
Hey ho. So we've also got the Love the Way You Lie game and listeners' questions and advice, which I'm super excited about. But before we do that, it's time for some education. Last week's, are you okay there?
I can just feel this show is going to be a really good one.
So last week, I think I caught everyone off guard with a dolphin.
Hang on, I still feel like I was nearly there.
You weren't really there, but you made up your own dolphin.
But
which I equally liked, to be honest with you. It wasn't the same as the dolphin, but it was.
And it was still a version. It was not as far as I usually go. I think
You're closer than normal. It was sort of like an interpretive dance of the dolphin.
Expression.
That's what I would call it. It was your expression, and you know, it's like, you know, because my terms are a little bit like art. You know, we all have our own opinions, and none of them are right or wrong.
So come on, give it to me. This week's
is quite simple, short and
simple.
Fuck me, short and swimple. It's meals on wheels.
Meals on wheels.
Yes.
It's nothing to do with like being in a hotel, is it? When you've had like a casual night with somebody and then room service turns up. Anything to do with that? No. Really far up. No. Okay, come on then, shall we?
Meals on wheels. He's getting sucked off while you're driving.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not going to ask you because I always do stitch you up.
Do.
It has happened to me before, and I must say I am not an enjoyer of the meal.
Do you think it's the idea? It's more exciting than the actual.
The idea the idea of it is great, but it's very, very dangerous, and it's very hard to drive, and it's just not particularly sexy when it's awkward. And I think it's just the idea of saying, oh, look, I got sucked off while someone was joking. Do you know what I mean? That's kind of...
That's interesting.
That's kind of...
From a man's perspective, that's very interesting to hear.
Yeah, to be honest, I'd rather just concentrate and drive and getting home quick, and then you can suck me off properly.
Good. Okay.
With less distractions, and we can really concentrate on getting a good job done and really salt and pepper it. You know, I don't want a sort of a half-assed job.
Meals and wheels. That was good. Do you know, that was quite a mild one for you.
Thank you.
Is it because last week, last week still wasn't that bad, was it?
No. I mean, I've had quite a few messages about last week.
Have you?
Yes. Yes, I've had a fair few messages from people asking Kesha. Me if I'm okay.
Oh, just okay.
Where do you get these from? Are you okay? And why do you have to tell us every week whether or not you've done it or you haven't?
Really?
Yes.
I think I ask you, actually. I think I prompt that.
Well, what I generally do is I don't like to ask you because I'm a gentleman and wouldn't ask you these things. So I tell my story in the hope that you'll agree or let your story out. And instead, what you do is go, thanks, Pete.
Yeah.
So moving on.
My poker face on because I have family that listens to the show, which we all know.
Hello, Cece's family.
I don't know why they haven't disowned me yet, but hey. So, weird, wonderful.
Wonderful dating news.
All right, this one is a good one, and I quite like your opinion on it. Are you ready?
Yes. I feel like I'm going to be set up on this one.
No, you're not. Oh, no, it's not set up. It's just I think a male and female perspective is good on this one. Yeah, you drink your little protein shake. So a girlfriend is furious at her boyfriend because he splashes out £1,000 on a trip away with a female friend. The man in question and his female friend grew up together in foster care and stayed in contact in their adult years. The bond I have with her is like nothing I have ever had, he said. The man splashed out over £1,000 on a weekend for his friend, taking her to a fancy seafood restaurant, getting them tickets to a musical and a hotel room, two separate beds, at a nice hotel. He claimed he was at a place in his life where he could afford to treat his friend. However, his girlfriend of 6 months was less than impressed. She believes he must want something romantic with her to have spent that kind of money. Although he recognises the arrangement looks suspicious, he claims that he sees his friend like a sister, and if they were blood related, his girlfriend would not have a problem with the expensive weekend. On top of that, him and his best friend have known each other for over 20 years, whereas he and his girlfriend have only known each other for 6 months.
Right.
Thoughts?
Thoughts.
Go on.
I don't see a problem with it at all.
I don't see anything wrong with it. I think it would have been a lot easier if he just called her a stepsister. Or if he
I agree with that. But the only bit that I do find a little bit weird is if there is no romance. Because I've got, for example, I've got a really good friend called Alicia who I've known for over 10 years. Me and her would happily go away and do stuff together and like there's no issue and there's never been anything romantic there. However, we wouldn't stay in the same room. Even if there were two beds,
yeah,
you get a separate room.
Yeah.
That's the bit that I find a little bit odd. But I would happily go away with Alicia somewhere. Do you know what I mean? Like go away and do something and stay in suit and just, do you know what I mean? Because she's like family to me.
100%. Yeah, I think it's the room thing.
And if it was just a friend that he'd sort of suddenly got a friend, if it was, let's say it was the other way around and he'd been with his girlfriend 20 years and then suddenly met this girl who was his friend of 6 months, yeah, fucking rubbish. But he's known this person 20 years. They grew up in foster care together, but she's basically family.
Mm, yeah.
It's the way I look at it. And he's known this bird 6 months. Fuck off, love.
Well, yeah, I'd always like a little bit more context to this. I'd quite like to know if the girl of 6 months, is it her own insecurities just coming out right now rather than it actually being suspicious?
I mean, either way, if genuinely nothing's happened, and also the money, look, £1,000, it's a lot of money, but that's irrelevant. He could have spent 10 quid on a hostel with her or fucking £10,000. That's got nothing to do with it, I don't think. The amount of money you spend, I don't think really matters.
No.
If you want to do something like, do you know what I mean?
Unless he's not really treating his new bird, and that's where it's come from as well, is that he's spent... because £1,000 is a lot of money, but yeah. If he's not doing that for his missus, then but he's doing it for another. It's his fucking sister. It's basically like his sister. It is. Do you know what? Nope. Sorry. Actually, I agree.
I think you should book another room because that is a bit weird. If there's nothing romantic, like I don't care how close I am with like a female friend. I wouldn't want to share a room. I don't really want to share a room with a geezer. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't share a room with one of my pals who's a geezer.
No, I've got stepbrothers and I wouldn't share a room with them. No. And I've got male friends that I wouldn't share a room with, especially in a relationship.
I find that a little bit odd.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, but other than that, I think just crack on. Do you know what I mean? 20 years is more of an important relationship than 6 months.
Do you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to drop it back to what I always do, communicate.
Communication.
If you're communicating with your new girlfriend properly and you're sharing exactly what's going on, then this shouldn't be a problem. If he's given her the reassurance that she needs, it shouldn't be a problem. Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you want to give us another weird one?
Shall I?
Why not?
This one I find quite interesting. Luckily for you and I, we are both single. However, if you are in a relationship, then this is not a good month for you.
Okay. Oh.
If you are in a relationship, there is a surge of cheating in September.
Ooh. Oh.
Dating site Illicit Affairs has claimed that there's a surge in cheating this month. September is always the busiest month of the year for affairs and is often labelled Sextember. The reason for this is because couples will return from their summer holidays looking for a new partner after becoming fed up with their other half. Whilst on holiday, people often realise they have little in common and that the sex is still shit, even when they are basking in paradise. The site has claimed that affairs will be even more common this September because everybody's had 18 months of lockdowns and COVID stress. Mm-hmm. Of the 2,000 members that Illicit Affairs surveyed, 78% said the return to the office and move away from home working will make it easier to have an affair.
Oh.
54% said they've reassessed their relationship during the pandemic, and a third of men and women say they feel less passion for their partner after being stuck at home together for so long.
Oh, God, what has this lockdown done to us?
Don't know, but that makes an awful lot of sense.
It does, doesn't it? I mean,
as sad as that is.
I don't know why September would be a month for cheating anyway, but after a pandemic, yeah, if you've, like, shagged for the first 2 months and got it all out your systems, then you kind of like, oh well, because that's what they were all doing, weren't they? Everyone's having babies and everyone was just shagging because there was not much else to do. So 18 months of it, go on.
I have to say, I do know some people who are very what's the word, should we say randy this month,
right? Okay.
I'm trying to put that nice way. I don't think I've ever used randy before, and I don't think it really suits me using it, but I'm going to carry on with it.
With that shirt on, you can say it. Go on.
thank you. Some very randy people this month who may be in relationships that I know.
Well, I understand the pandemic side. Is that why, then?
I think it's a lot to do with the pandemic, and really, it's only really been in the last month, because August was still a bit funny, where things have reopened up almost back to normal. So, you know, clubs have opened again, like all that sort of stuff. And I've been hearing a lot from people I know that have either been sort of locked up in COVID, single, or people that have been in relationships. I just want to get out and fuck someone.
Well, look, that's fine, right? If you want to do that, do that. But don't cheat on your partner. Don't do that, because cheating on your partner can fuck them for the rest of their life. It can ruin their future relationships. So be ballsy. Get the courage to end your relationship if you're not in it anymore, mentally and physically. And then you can go and do what you want to fucking do. But don't cheat on your partner.
Yes, don't. Otherwise, it will cause problems when they spend £1,000 on taking their friend away. But
that's true. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I agree with you. But I'm not surprised really by that statistic. There is very few couples I know that haven't had, that one or the other hasn't gone amiss. And it doesn't mean that they don't stay together, but there's very few couples I know that have been...
What, faithful?
Yeah.
Really? God, that's sad.
Yeah, it is really sad.
Wow.
This isn't before everyone just thinks this is just my sort of disgusting mates who are like me. I'm talking people of all ages.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, which I find just quite
so
sad.
So basically, Pete's just revealed that all his mates. So anyone that knows Pete and you're his mate, hey.
No, it's very. There's just very few happy in comparison to the amount of people I know. Do you know what I mean? Like that's what I mean by that. It's I'm not surprised that it's quite a high number. Because I do think at some point, which is sad, which is really sad, because, you know, like I said, there's just not many couples I know. And I know happy couples who have had different things that have happened and got through it and whatever else. But also, it is quite sad. It just doesn't surprise me. That's probably why I stay single.
Yeah, well, yeah, when you don't have, I don't think I have one couple that I look at and think, oh, I wish I had what you have. Actually, no. I don't. There's not, I don't think, I know.
God, we're depressing today, aren't we?
Yep. Okay. Move on.
Moving on.
Should we talk about a subject?
I don't know, shall we?
Well, yeah, because I'd quite like to know a bit about your history, believe it or not. I'd quite like to know...
What a shocker.
I know. Has Pete Wicks ever dated someone who with a big age gap, either way, a lot younger than you or older, a cougar?
Yes, I have.
What, a cougar, or have you been a sugar daddy?
She was a cougar.
She's a cougar.
I'm only 32. I don't think I can be a sugar daddy yet.
A sugar daddy. Oh, a sugar daddy.
I could probably be a sugar daddy. But
you could be. Pete, if you dated an 18-year-old now, I think you could be a sugar daddy.
I don't really... would that be counting as a am I really got to the age now where I'd be a fucking sugar daddy?
Listen, don't you remember when you were 18 30, how old are you, 32?
Yeah,
32 is old.
Well, what I'm about to tell you is going to blow your fucking mind. Then
go on then, tell me.
I the biggest age gap I've had with someone is 24 years.
Woo! Hey,
yeah.
And so how old were you?
I was 19.
Can't do the maths.
She was 43 at the time, I think.
Wow. So how did this go down? How did this
actually
happen?
She had a birthday when I was with her, so she would have been 40, yeah, so she was 44 by the time it finished.
Where did she find you? Where did you find her?
She, so I worked, I did a range of different jobs when I was younger, and this is someone that I had actually met whilst I was doing some bar work at a hotel. And she also had done a bit of bar work at a hotel. So it's a quite a long story, but nothing had really happened then until I bumped into her a little while later after I'd finished there and I was working up the city and all that sort of stuff. But we'd known each other from that. And it'd always been quite flirty, but it's one of them things you don't really think about. And at the time she was married, so... and then we had a delightful summer... let's say summerish romance.
So that's
6-7 months of being a bit on the side to a...
Oh, so she was still married?
Yes.
So you... Oh, well, how's that feel to be the bit on the side?
I've been bit on the side a few times.
Do you like that?
No, this is all just when I was younger. I wouldn't do that now because I just don't... It's just not really my thing. But when I was younger, it was great. I thought it was great being a bit on the side when I was younger.
But what was the appeal?
She was obviously older. I was young, dumb, and full of
testosterone.
Yes, doesn't rhyme exactly, but yes. And I think just because she was older, she used to sort of, I don't know, we'd do more exciting things. Than, you know, when I was sort of at that
so
age.
So where would she take you?
Oh, we used to go up London, stay in hotels, do things like that.
Okay.
And at 19, you did, like back when I was 19, that wasn't like a normal thing for people to do. Like 12, 13 years ago when you're 19. Like now, you've got fucking 19-year-olds staying up the Mayfair every night. You know what I mean? But 13 years ago, wherever it wasn't kind of the thing you did. You didn't sort of used to do stuff like that. You wouldn't go out to really lovely restaurants and do all that sort of shit at that age, I don't think.
So was she really in control of this situation then?
I think she's... Yeah, do you know what? I think she thought she was...
Because she was paying? Was she?
No, she wasn't necessarily. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, she used to treat me with present. Oh, God, this makes me sound horrendous.
No, it doesn't at all. I'm just really interested. Why does it make you sound horrendous? If you're a 19-year-old boy, like.
I don't think it was a case of. where she, because I think it was probably more beneficial for both of us. She wasn't particularly happy. I think I was a bit of fun that didn't really, do you know what I mean? There wasn't much of a actual connection in terms of common sense. I think it was just a case of, fuck me, this is a bit thrilling.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course. But it doesn't make you sound bad either at all. None of it does.
I mean, I was younger than her son.
Oh, hold on. You didn't add the layer of she had a son. You were younger than her son. How old was the son?
About 3 years older than me, I think. 22, 23 at the time.
How did he take that?
Well, he didn't know.
Oh, he didn't know, of course.
Of course, he didn't know I was banging his mum, did he?
Oh, shit. Did you ever see him?
Yeah, you used to see him quite a bit.
What, and he would just be like, oh, that's Pete, my mum's friend.
I was sort of his friend.
Oh, my God, Pete! Now, this is where it gets bad. Okay, so you were best friends with
No, I wasn't best friends. We had met just randomly through something else, and now and then, very rarely, played a bit of like five-a-side football together.
And he had no idea. Does he have any idea now? I mean, he might do after this has been aired, but...
I didn't really think that was true.
No.
I forget that people listen to this.
Okay, well, let's just say it was all hypothetical.
So hypothetically, this is what happened. but yeah, this was a long time ago. But yeah, so that's my... So my thing on age gaps, because this isn't about me, it's about age gaps, is that I do, in a way, think age is just a number. Within reason, because I think it comes down to the person and their maturity level. So I sort of don't have a big issue with age gaps, depending, unless it's really weirdly creepy. You know, like when you look at like Hugh Hefner and like 18, 19 year old girls, that kind of thing I find creepy, because he's just doing it because he gets to bang 18, 19 year old, and they're doing it for the money, and then it's not. Then it's just a bit creepy.
Yeah.
Just kind of a sexually related thing. It's a bit weird.
Yeah.
But if it's to do with people actually getting on, like I really got on well with her, this girl, despite the fact there was a big age gap, because we just have to find, like, we had fun together, like chat, like all that sort of stuff was really, really good. It wasn't just, do you know what I mean? Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
And I think if it is just a sex related thing, it's a bit weird and it can be quite creepy. But if it's actually just you get on with someone, I think, you know, age is just a number, provided everyone's of age. Wait, do you know what I mean?
Make that part clear, yes?
Yeah, because before we start going, oh, see, you don't mind, because there aren't people that like on fucking Instagram. Oh, you don't mind if, no, I mean adults, just in case anyone gets weird.
I guess the part, if someone was, if it was a girl, it may, for some reason, if that situation was reverse and it was a guy who was 44 and dating a 19-year-old, that, you know...
Yeah, everyone would say that it's creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the thing. If you're a guy and you, when you're younger, if you date an older woman, everyone's like, fucking go on, son, what a fucking lad, do you know what I mean? If you are an older guy dating a younger woman, all your mates of a similar age will go, fuck, you know, I wish I could do that. Whereas all her mates and any other bloke will go, well, that's fucking creepy.
Yeah.
And you're lauded some sort of weird sex pest. And if you're a younger girl dating an older guy, a much older guy, then people would assume that you're doing it for money.
For money, yeah.
People are just very judgmental about age gaps, I think. Especially... Which I just think is unfair, really. What's the biggest age gap you've had, like, dating-wise? I presume yours is going to be younger.
No, 5 years older was the oldest I've...
5 years is the biggest age gap?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not massively, but...
But yeah, presumably you've been on dates with people that are younger than...
No, what's the youngest I'll go... 33, I'd say. No, 32, 33. Yeah.
Really?
And then there is a difference. I do see this, like, I don't know. There's a change. But they say that there's between the age of 30 and 35, there's a change in men. They either make that, like, okay, I'm going to grow up now, or they don't.
So I'm going through the change. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, are you? This is the thing.
Who knows?
But look, if you do have that connection, then yeah. But is I know what I want now. Every time, every year I get older, my maturity changes and I have a better idea of what I need from a partner. So the younger they are, they can't satisfy my needs.
Do you think that they can't satisfy your needs based on the fact that you've already made that assumption based on their age? Or because presumably some of these people probably, because not every 20-year-old or 22-year-old is the same. I don't think I was a fucking normal 22-year-old. I think I was, slightly weird. I'm a slightly weird 32-year-old. But do you think that you would judge someone based on their age before giving them a chance anyway? So let's say, does that make sense? Like if a 25-year-old who's got all his shit together, do you know what I mean? Like living his life, doing his fucking thing, had the social idea of having his shit together, asked you on a date and you didn't know how old he was and you went on a date and you had a really good time with him and then found out, you know, on that day he's 25, would you go, no, I'm done?
No, I wouldn't say no, I'm done. I would definitely have a reservation. I mean, that has happened to me. A guy lied about his age once and I was
I think you've told me this.
Yeah, and I was like, well, that's why you've lied, because you thought I would write it off. And, it lasted 9 months or so, but each month I could see slowly the immaturity in him. Yeah, the thing is, with the differences in dating now, for me, people in their 20s are using social media more, on their phones more. Like there's the dating etiquette is of that bracket.
Whereas dating etiquette's fucked now,
yeah,
isn't it,
like really? This whole don't be on your phone, like have a good quality conversation is just no one seems to really know what that even means anymore, whereas that's all I'm looking for is like having an A to B conversation just to learn about someone.
Also, I think dates are fucked now. People don't take people out on nice dates anymore. I find that very, very odd, because I mean, obviously we've spoken in length about some of my previous dates. I like to do nice things on dates. Mm-hmm. I like to go for nice food. I like to do you know what I mean? I like to make an effort to do that sort of stuff. But the amount of times I hear people go, God, I've not really been on a date for a couple of years. And I'm like, well, what do you do? Like people just meet them in fucking bars, go for a couple of drinks, then fuck. Or like, do you know what I mean? Just do crap stuff. No one makes an effort anymore to do anything nice.
Well, that's why that goes back to the sleeping with someone too quickly, because once you've done that, then I have found that men don't feel like they need to then take you on a date, because they're like, well, I've kind of got what I wanted anyway. Whereas maybe the date is leading up to that. The whole point of going on these dates is to get to the point of actually sleeping with the person. So when you do give it up so quickly, depending on where that guy's at in his life, he might not want to bother taking you on a date because he's got what he needs.
I tell you what, fuck talking to us, because we're right boring.
Okay.
Should we get Mary?
I was going to try and shorten her name then to something edgy, but it wasn't going to happen.
You were going to try and shorten Mary?
Mazza? Mary? Right, Mary.
Fitzy?
No, Fitzy? Mary Fitzgerald from Selling Sunsets. Please come and educate P and I on age gaps.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Right, so before we get on to this week's topic and that, we're just going to ask you some quick fire questions, right? We're just going to warm you up a bit.
Okay.
It's my job to warm you up. Cece will also get involved. that sounds slightly weird. Date night in or date night out?
Date night in.
Kissing or cuddling?
Cuddling.
Giving gifts or receiving gifts?
Giving gifts.
Dating apps or meeting in person?
Person.
Dream job or dream partner?
I guess dream partner. I like both, but dream partner.
Chat up line or straight to the point?
Straight to the point.
Big spoon or little spoon?
Little spoon.
And I think we know the answer to this. Single or taken?
Taken.
Yay.
Fabulous. Right, so this week's topic for us is age differences.
Okay.
Cece
and
I. Is that
why you had me on?
You are perfect for this.
Bingo.
Cece and I have just been discussing it because I've previously had a very large age gap, and I understand you've got it. It's not actually that big an age gap, I don't think, at the minute between you and your fella, is it?
13 years.
So I don't think that's that big an age gap. But is he older or younger?
Younger.
Younger.
It seems like it's more of an age gap, I think, because I'm 41 and he's 28. So because I think we're like in two different, once he gets, I think like, just the numbers sound bad, but it's still 13 years, but it sounds really bad.
That's what mine was. I was 19 and she was 43. So it sounds really,
oh, really?
Bad. Yeah, sounds really bad. But that was years ago. Now I can't nick to save my life. So how did you meet? Because that's slightly different circles, I'm guessing.
I was showing him properties.
Okay.
Yeah, so he hopped in my car. His old boss was a friend of one of my friends, so he asked me to help him out when he came over from Paris for work. And so I didn't even look on WhatsApp. Like, we talked back and forth about when he's coming, what he needs, and I didn't look at his picture. I was dating someone else at the time and probably talked to him for 5-6 months, something like that, back and forth, because his visa got delayed. And then he arrived, hopped in my car, and I was just like, whoa. So we started dating about a week later.
So you broke up with the current partner, and then, or did that happen in between the time that you were talking?
He and I had broken up before Romain came here.
So he gets in the car and you're like, oh my God, I could have looked at your picture, because you're very good looking and there's sexual attraction and whatnot. Okay.
Oh yeah.
So how did that progress from a working, I guess, client to a relationship?
I asked him out on the day.
You asked him out. Okay.
So did you ask him out then? Do you think that you are the dominant one in the relationship? Do you ever?
Probably. But I mean, I guess we're pretty equal now, but I asked him out more like, he didn't have any friends here or anything. So I asked him out. I said, you should come hang out with me and my friends. Like, it's, you know, hard to meet good people in LA. And he seemed super cool. So I invited him out for dinner with all of us. And then we went to a club or something afterwards, like this lounge thing. And then he kissed me. So I guess we both kind of did it.
So is it like your friends or people around you, have they ever said anything about the age gap? Has the age gap ever bothered anyone? Have you had anyone sort of?
Not any of my friends. Actually, all my friends that actually know him knows that he's probably the most mature one of like all of us. Yeah. So he's like very responsible, super mature. You can't tell at all when you get to know him. But other people say stuff all the time.
Do they actually? Do you get other people say it? Really? Like what?
Yeah. Just like, well, when the show first started, fans would say stuff just about, he's using me. There's no way, like, I need to smarten up. Like, it's like I'm his mom.
The usual shit.
Yeah. Man. Just like, oh yeah, mother son here. Like, aren't you guys just so cute? It's gross. And so, I mean, people say stuff all the time. Like, now they don't really too much, now that they see that, you know, it's a real relationship, but
people are so judgmental though about stuff like that, aren't they? Do you know what I mean? Like, he's actually mental.
So before him, have you ever dated anyone that was younger than you?
I guess my boyfriend right before him was a couple years younger than me, but not a lot. Maybe like a couple years, I think. Or I can't remember how old he was. I have no idea.
I can't remember
how old.
So do you think then, because I mean, I personally think that age is just a number in most ways.
Yeah.
And I think that it depends on the maturity of the person or whether or not you get on with that person. Obviously, there is going to be a difference in age in terms of life experience, because I think as you get older, you do have a different life experience to people younger than you, exactly. Even if it's by 10 years. So that does make a slight difference. But in terms of the way people are in maturity, I genuinely think that not every 20-year-old is the same, not every 30-year-old is the same, not every 40-year-old is the same, not every 50-year-old is the same. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Socially,
I think everyone assumes that by the time you're 30, you should be married and you should start be doing this and all that sort of shit. By 40, you should have had kids. By 50, you should have been doing that. But not everyone's the same.
Right.
I think it's actually more social pressure that puts it puts judgment and puts pressure on people that have got age gaps.
Yeah.
But when they don't know what that relationship's actually like. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we are just completely different because I never even wanted to get married or anything before. And then he's come because I've been married and never thought I wanted to again, but he really wanted to. And now I want to, once, you know, it's with him, I'm happy to, but he's just like, he grew up in a family with his parents are still together. So he's used to seeing like a family network, a
fairy tale,
very close to. Yeah. And so he's used to that. And he's, his mom is older than his dad too. And so not, it never bothers him. And he's just a very loyal, like relationship kind of guy. So there's no issues.
Do you ever, has there ever been times where, because I've dated guys that are slightly younger than me, sort of 4 or 5 years, and there was the most annoying part to that is that in an argument, they would throw that, well, it's because you're older. And then I, out of tit for tat, would want to say, well, it's because you're younger. But then it's like, you know, thing, it's like, well, actually, where are we getting with this? Because yes, that's correct. We are different ages. Did that ever, or has there ever been a thing where, you know, you're like, oh, he's just so much younger than me. Like, this is just, if only, or whatever.
I probably said stuff out of anger. I'm trying to think. I think I've been concerned more than anything in the beginning, like where I'm like, is he really ready to settle down? Yeah. Is he really, because in LA and with the show, like he's got girls that fall all over him and stuff. And I'm like, can he be trusted? Mm-hmm. Can he, like, he's so young. Is he really, like, I was the first person he met when he came out here. So we really, like, I had to watch and think about it for a while to see, make sure I wasn't going to get hurt. If he was like, oh, you know, sorry, just not ready. Or there's like other options. LA is like all about that. It's like, no, just always the grass is greener kind of mentality. And but he's not like that. He's never been like that. All of our friends, even the guys, they're like, it's almost disgusting. They're like, he makes us look bad because he's just like, he's so direct about stuff. The girls will fall all over him. He's like, you're so rude. He's like, get out of my face. So like, he's like just rude about it. He's like, wow. You see this? This is my wife. Bye. And then like on his phone and the guys are like, you don't have to be that mean because we still want a chance with them. And he's just like,
wow.
He doesn't care. He's
like, how the fuck did you bag him then? Because he's going to make all of us blokes look like shit.
I know. Like, well, I didn't believe it at first. I'm like, yeah, of course you guys are going to say that. But then, no, like I've heard it from so many people and the girls have even said, they're like, yeah, he was pretty rude. And I was like, oh, wow. Yay. Good job, baby.
So do all your friends, are they still, have you got friends of all different ages? Have you got quite a mixed group of friends, like age-wise anyway?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you get some people that kind of grew up with the same friends when they were really young and they're all at the same age. And, like, you know, I've got a really mixed group of friends age-wise, but the people that I probably have known the longest are all my age and they're all married with kids and all that sort of shit, and I'm obviously not. I'm obviously not. So people that you might have grown up with, or you might still be in contact with, are they the ones that probably find it weirder with an age gap than people that? Because I'm guessing what you do now, having been on the TV, it's one of them industries where everyone's a different fucking age, but everyone kind of gets on. Do you know what I mean? Like, age isn't really as big a thing in that industry. I think it's more of a bigger thing in, like, if you have like a 9-to-5 normal job and you've got all the same friends in the same fucking city that you grew up in and no one ever fucking leaves and they're all fucking married and you're just... Yeah.
Are you okay, Pete, today? Are you okay?
No, I'm just, you know what I mean?
You're making your point very strongly.
I'm an aggressive fucker today, all right?
I do agree with you though. Like, I'm from Indiana, tiny little farm town, and a lot of my friends I went to school with, they all married people from our school. It was the tiniest little farm town, and they married people from our school. They've got kids, they've never left, and I'm like, that's great for them, but for me, I'm like, that would never happen. I'm just like too ambitious, I guess, and I had my son when I was super young, but I'm like, yeah, I don't want to be locked down like that. I'm not ready for more kids. Yeah. I'm like, I want to, like, I'm just, and I think the people that we're around, we all have the kind of the same mentality. Some of the people are ready to have a baby, but we're all in our 40s, most of us. I mean, there's some that are in their 20s, some 30s, some 40s, yep, 60, this, like your old friends too. And so, yeah.
How old is your son? 24. So only what, 4 years?
Is that something right? Like that, yeah.
how do they get on?
They get along well, yeah.
Yeah.
I hate talking about their age difference because I'm like,
no, but that's so what I mean. Bad. But when you say it, people go, oh, fucking hell. Yeah. Is that the only time you really think, oh god, is that the only time it kind of reminds you that there is an age gap? Does that make sense when someone goes?
Yeah, pretty much. When I'm talking to my son, trying to get him on track and stuff like that, and then my husband comes in, like, and I'm like, how is he like so close in age? They are like polar opposite people, like polar opposite.
Your son then?
Everyone grows up in a different way, but Europeans, I think too, are just more mature at a younger age. I think
Where's he from then?
My husband's, he's French.
He's French. Okay.
Yeah. But he's traveled all over the world since he was 17 or 18 working. So.
And what was your son's initial thoughts then to him? Was it like, oh my God, mum, please, really?
I don't know. You know, he's so quiet and he never really has much to say about anything. He's just like, okay. Like he's super laid back dude. And yeah, he never really said too much. But I mean, he doesn't live with me. He has his own apartment. Like I have an apartment for him. So it's not like he has to be at home and try to call him dad or something.
Yeah.
He's already an adult. So
yeah,
not that big of a deal.
Yeah. I mean, that would probably make it slightly weird if you call him
something. That would be kind of weird.
Four years old. You're not there. Yeah.
Just call me dad.
That's a little awkward.
But do you know what? If that was me though, I probably couldn't help making someone that I would want someone to do that. Even if there was only a little lazy.
Really?
I just find it really funny. I'd be like, call me dad then. I would just find it. Like, I couldn't help it.
I'd hate you, Pete. I would hate you.
Yeah. That's why I would be a terrible stepdad. But yeah, I just feel like that would be quite funny. Well, listen, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on. You look fabulous. And good luck with Selling Sunsets and good luck with your husband. Have a fabulous day. And thank you for joining us for breakfast.
Of course. Thank you.
Thanks, Mary. Take care.
Bye.
How lovely was she?
She's lovely. Do you know what? All of our guests are lovely, aren't they?
I know, I want to be in LA right now. I want it to be 9:30 in the morning.
You've been to LA?
Yeah.
LA is one of my favourite places.
Really?
It just seems to make me happy out there.
I think anywhere right now would make me happier because I'd be quite
happy with Bognor.
If Bognor had sun, actually, I went to Canberra Sands a couple of whenever it was, months or so ago, and that made me very happy just because it was sunny, not because it was Canberra Sands, because it was sunny.
A few people I know recently went to Sandbanks, and that's supposed to be beautiful.
Where is that?
Dorset.
Oh, I think I went to Dorset when I was a kid.
That's supposed to be beautiful and also quite sunny there. I don't understand why.
Give me the sun.
But yeah. So that was this week's topic, which is age gaps.
Yes. Do we learn something? Basically, what we started off with, don't give a fuck.
Yeah, basically.
If you've got
a
connection, you've got a connection.
If you've got a connection for the right reasons, if it's just sex related, it's weird. If you have an emotional and intellectual and stimulating connection, then age is just a number.
Should we listen to some stories and some questions?
Well, I'm quite glad that we didn't do Love the Way You Lie game because it means that we have more time for listeners' questions and stories. And this week we have we've got one story and one piece of advice.
Yeah. John. Everyone loves John. Should we start with John? John, a story. Tell us a story, John. John.
Big John. John. John.
Big John. Tell
John.
Us.
John.
Wanted to provide a little insight into the wedgie fetish. So when did I first realize I enjoyed wedgies? I think that was at a young age, even before puberty, which once puberty did come about, I realized that I got sexually stimulated by them. What do I like about them? I think it's really like the dom sub aspect that general BDSM is linked to. That dominance, control, mild pain, pleasure, all the likes. Do I have them done to me or like watching others have them done? I think it's really all things. Receiving is definitely a major part of it. But watching others will also arouse me. And I think there's definitely many variations of the fetish itself, such as pure givers or pure receivers. It's really on a person-to-person basis. If you're in a relationship, how does this work within it? Does it cause any problems? I am not in a relationship and definitely have found this to be a bit of a challenge to kind of cope with the idea of getting into a relationship and being open about this. I think in the case of being a guy and wanting it done to you, it's a little embarrassing to kind of admit.
Look, we've had many a weird fetish on this show, so nothing really surprises us. So this, the reason John has obviously told us this story is because we did have a dating story a little while ago. The girl who'd gone on a date and this guy really liked wedges. I mean, we discussed that, you know, it's not for me. I don't think it's for you. But I mean, it is a bit of a weird one. But what I am really happy about is the fact that John has let us into some of the terminology, which is a pure wedgie giver and a pure wedgie receiver.
Yeah.
Cece, if you were going to divulge in some wedgie madness, mm-hmm. Do you think you would be a pure wedgie giver or a pure wedgie receiver?
I'd be a receiver because I think it depends. No, seriously. Right. Without trying to divulge too much information, right? If you, this is going to be hard to do.
Please divulge.
Like, if it depends how hard it is, right? If someone's wedging you, like, you know, like you think it at school, that's awful. There's no interest. But
I think I know where you're going with this.
Yeah.
Are you talking about sort of underwear being pulled into certain?
Without trying to say too much.
Yeah. Okay. So Cece's very just nicely put there. So you don't have to say it, I will. Cece quite likes the idea of someone pulling her underwear into her vagina.
I didn't say that.
No, you didn't go
I'm
there.
Trying it's, to help I'm, John well, out.
The only thing that I've got, and listen, we've said it before in this show, each to their own with fetishes. We all find different things, yeah. And some are fucking weird than others. And John, I do find this a bit of a weird one, but there's nothing wrong with it. Do you know what I mean? You're not hurting anyone, so I think happy days. What I do find weird, though, just as a bloke, because it is slightly different for a bloke to a girl, if you get sexual gratification from being wedged, surely it is so painful if you've got a hard on and someone wedges you.
Oh, yeah.
All I can think in my head is that that's not even mild pain or a bit of BDSM. That's you're going to snap my cock.
Oh, God.
Do you know what I mean? I just don't understand how it works.
I think.
Is it a foreplay thing? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. But, I mean, look, when you think of the word wedgie, yeah, you do think being back at school, pulling your boxes really hard and like, yeah, and ow, pain, right? But I'm sure he told us terminology of like how. We didn't say like soft ones. So like...
Yeah. I think that's the
tug,
thing.
A pull.
Yeah. I'm just imagining wedgie is just really yanking fucking someone's to the point that it hurts.
No.
But presumably, like any fetish, there are different levels and there are different things.
Yeah.
So I'd quite like to know more. For example, does it matter based on the type of underwear? What sort of underwear works best for a wedgie? What sort of underwear feels different? Do they use different underwears?
Well, are you hard or soft? Thong.
Exactly. Women in thongs. Do men wear the thongs? That would hurt. And is there a strength, like a barometer of strength of wedgie?
Yeah,
just all these kind of things now is actually, as much as it's quite funny when you first hear it, and, you know, I don't mean that offensively to anyone as like a wedgie fetish or anyone that has a fetish, but sometimes they are quite funny when you first hear them. But you're doing nothing wrong, so, you know, each to their own, you know what I mean? So it's all good. But then it makes me just want to know more about it. Now I want to know more about it.
I knew someone who had a fetish who liked their willy being stood on with heels.
So is that when the cock is hard or when it's fucking like just on like semi-lob on or flaccid?
Well, I would imagine...
Like, do you do it with a rock on?
That's a good question. I would only imagine, because it's part of foreplay, that you're semi-hard or hard, because that's the turn on, isn't it? So it's like, oh, stand on my willy, it's making me hard.
But surely, instantly, the pain of someone standing on your cock would then make you... So, I mean, listen, maybe...
And on feet, I heard that one too.
Yeah, the whole pain one, without, again, giving too much away, there is, I think we all enjoy some form of mild...
Get it out.
...passionate pain during sex, maybe slightly rougher than your usual. However, the actual pure pain thing is like someone standing on my cock.
Oh.
I just can't in my head...
Yeah, I can't get my head around that either.
Wrap round. Do you know what I mean?
I and also want to do that to someone. If someone said to me, oh, please, Cease, please stand on my dick with heels.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, babe, like, I'm not your girl. I'm sorry, I can't.
Yeah, so anyone that does have a fetish about having their dick stood on, Cece is not your girl.
I'm not your girl. I'm sorry.
About that.
I like fun, but not that kind of fun. Okay.
So, John, thank you for that. We enjoyed that. Sorry I was shouting so loud, mate. I just didn't know if you could hear me. But thank you for that. We would like to know a little bit more about... Yeah. Just in a little bit more detail. So thank you, John, ever so much. And also, John, as always, we appreciate an accent and we appreciated yours.
We did. We did.
We do like an accent. So next up, it's time for some advice. So just give yourself a minute, just because I feel like you sort of let yourself
go. Do you need to shout, Sandy, before we start?
Yeah, because I can't see her, so she might be around the corner, so I'm just going to give her a little shout in a minute.
Okay, we go.
But if you could just prepare yourself.
I'm prepared.
This is for advice, so I need your best, you know.
Okay.
Sandy!
I was texting a girl on a dating app for around about two and a half weeks, and it was all going really, really well. And then after that, we asked to share pictures. Now, before this, we were talking for around about 2 hours at a time, just after a dating app, after we got on with texting. And it was going really well, and we liked each other's personalities. And then once we exchanged pictures, so I exchanged pictures first, she completely blocked me and had various different issues as to why she didn't want to contact, which were somewhat unbelievable, one of which was having migraines that lasted for 7-8 days, which didn't make any sense. Upon her reply, she did not like my pictures because they said they were 3 or 4 years old, and my recent pictures were totally not what was expected, but they were the same person. I hadn't lied. How can you avoid a similar situation, and what can I do next? It's going through my mind because it makes me feel really rubbish about how it went. Your feedback would be good. Thank you.
Right, Sandy, first of all, I apologise. I just assumed when it said Sandy that you were a lady.
Yeah,
which is why I was saying she'll be here in a minute. Apologies. Also, very nice voice again, mate.
Okay, so... I don't think the pictures he was sharing them were sexual, because unless the pictures that were on the dating app were sexual too, I doubt that, right?
Yeah, right? I mean, listen, regardless of whether they're sexual or not sexual.
Look, if you send a picture of your cock and then you get blocked.
But they did agree to share pictures, which means that I presume she would have known what sort of pictures they were sharing, whatever the situation is.
How does she know? Pictures that were shared, how does she know what his cock looks like now and what it looks like 4 years ago?
Well, so either she just didn't like the cock, or he looks...
I don't think his cock would have changed that much in 4 years.
No, should we pretend that it's not sexual?
I don't think it is sexual. I think it can't be, right? Because I wouldn't know the difference between a cock, four-year difference.
No, but, you know, let's say there was a cock involved. I mean, let's just leave the cock out of it. Right, let's just stop talking about Sandy's cock.
Okay.
All right? Sandy, I'm sure you've got a great cock. We're going to leave.
Okay,
gonna...
so it's not your cock, Sandy. That's there you go. Number one, it's not your cock.
Number one, we
don't worry.
We've clarified. It's taken us 6 minutes, but we have clarified that we are not talking about Sandy's cock. So Sandy's cock is safe from judgment.
So don't feel that she was upset about your cock because your cock.
It wasn't your cock.
No.
So, but Sandy, so presumably this is the way I'm hearing this is. You sent some pictures that were of you now, but the pictures that you used on your dating app or whatever were about 4 years ago. So I see what you're saying, which is that you are the same person, so you haven't lied or whatever else. Presumably you look different now to what you did a couple of years ago, maybe?
Yeah, I hear where you're going with this, Pete, but like the thing is, it's not a lie, but there is a small deceit in that. It's like...
I agree.
If I look different 4 years ago than I do now, and I'm showing my best pictures 4 years ago, I've changed in 4 years massively. So, if you know, you want to see, you want to know what you're getting. This is the point of dating apps. You want to know exactly what you're getting. So, show what you're getting, Sandy. I'm not trying to have a go, but if you're, you know,
she is having a go though, isn't she, Sandy?
You are, well, God, I would Sandy, be listen to her, Sandy. I got catfished, okay? And it wasn't a different human. It was just a different
look. No, I completely agree.
And it was upsetting because I'd made an effort going to meet this person. I'd gone out of my way to meet them. You know, this is just pictures so far. Show who you are. And then that person has a choice, and then it doesn't need to, you don't have to actually go and meet them and then be even more disappointed or the opposite. Show who you are.
I completely and utterly echo and agree with what my fabulous and brilliant partner in crime has just said. Listen, mate, it's regardless of whether she's blocked you or not, and I understand that might make you feel a bit rubbish, but at the end of the day, not everyone's going to like her, mate. Like, do you know what I mean? Mm. Like, and I wouldn't take that. I know that's really easy to say, like, don't take that personally, but so what? Fuck her. But... I do agree with Cece is that whatever the profile you are using should be what you are now and what people are going to be talking to and what people, because you will save yourself this kind of heartache of feeling rejected.
Yeah.
When you're going, it is me. Yeah, of course it is you. But if you are different and they're expecting something else and they get something different, then that is a deception on their part. And they will think, well, hold on, why have you done that?
You wouldn't even have this rejection feeling right now if you'd shown your current pictures, because this girl might not,
exactly,
she might like your current pictures, she might not. I think the problem is probably not the difference. It's just more so that
the deception.
It's a deception. No one wants, before you've even met, you know, no one wants to be deceived or lied to, and it is verging on deception and lies are very, you know, very similar things. So
and not in a bad way with Sandy. We're not sitting here saying you're a big fucking nasty horrible liar type people. Completely, I think it's just one of them things that if you want our advice on going forward, all your profiles should be of you now. What are people gonna get now at the stage in your life that you are at? So Sandy, crack on.
Yeah, love you. Sandy, come back as well if you want more advice.
Yeah, and let us know. Sandy, let us know. John, let us know more about wedges. Sandy, let us know if you change your dating app and when you go on a date. And we want to hear about your next date.
Yeah, let us know.
So thank you to Mary. Thank you to everyone for listening. This has been the Dating Show on Fubar Radio. If you want to send in some of your listeners' questions and stories like John and Sandy did this week, then share yours by emailing thedatingshow@fubarradio.com. You can also find out more about what we've been doing, as long as some really funny memes that our producer puts together to make us look like we're interesting. and that is thedating_show on Instagram, which is the home, the HQ, the hub of everything The Dating Show with Pete and CC, or PC as we like to be called. Shall we? Do you want to sing
Yeah, we have a
sign
to do, so of course. Let's go.
Let's get it on.
Oh.
I've been feeling fine.
Fine.
Baby.
To me. Are we trying to sing the song, or is this our own words?
I don't know. What were you singing?
Well, I was trying to remember the words.
Well, you just started singing to me.
Yeah, because he goes, I've been really trying, I think.
I hold back the tears.
Oh, the tears.
The tears. All right, I see what we're going to do. We're just going to do a made-up goodbye one, because this has evidently just gone fucking horrendously wrong. Today I've loved your hairband.
Today I've loved that shirt.
Your earrings remind me of Miss Dynamite.
I don't know if I can say what your shirt reminds me of because I'll probably get fired.
If you get fired, then I'm coming with ya.
Oh, that's what you call teamwork.
We're the two best friends that anyone could have.
And I don't know the rest of the words, but I agree with you.
It's time for... This has been dreadful. Shall we just go? I feel like we've absolutely okay. just ruined this. Bye then.
Okay. Thanks.
Ta-da.